You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Hi, I'm Giancarlo Esposito, and I'm here to introduce you to my
new series, Parrish.
My character, Gray Parrish, was a getaway driver.
I'm retired from life. You know that.
He's in a world over his head.
Tell me about this driver job.
And he's asked to start to figure things out.
I did what you told me to.
He will try to do what's right and seek justice.
Parrish, all new Sundays at 9 on AMC and stream on AMC+.
First Date Follow-Up, powered by the Advocates Injury Attorneys, online at advocateslaw.com.
Kayla is on the phone today for a first date follow-up, and she's getting ghosted by a dude named Jay. So in a few minutes, we're going to call him, see if he'll tell us why he's ghosting her and maybe get her another date. But first, let's find out about the date. Kayla, how long has it been since you heard from Jay?
It has been a couple days. But here's the thing, is like we work together.
Oh. Have you seen him around the office?
I have.
And he just, like, ignores you?
I texted him. It's, like, a whole story. Like, so I knew, like, he's really shy. Mm-hmm. And I totally knew that he had a crush on me. And I thought he was super cute. So, like, I asked him out. And he was, like, super surprised but, like, excited. Mm-hmm. And then we decided to go out to like, happy hour after work.
Okay.
Yeah. So that all went well. Like, he was a total gentleman who's like holding open my door, pulling out my chair. Like when I had to go to the restroom, he stood up with me, which I thought was really cute. Yeah. And he started opening up like when he felt comfortable, and he's like so funny, and I like him even more. It's great. Like we shared a burger and fries, and then we kind of had an intense makeout session in the hallway by the bathroom. Oh,
wow. I love that. See,
now I don't know what to do because things have kind of gotten like weird.
So what was your last interaction? So after your date, you're like, cool, see you tomorrow at work. Like what happened?
Yeah. So it was like, okay, see you tomorrow. But then when we got to work, we like were really cute and shared a coffee in the kitchen. And then like that night when I got home from work, I sent him a meme and like, he didn't respond.
Had you talked before the meme? Other than where I work, I mean, like...
Yeah, that day we did, yeah. Okay. We did. And then he didn't respond, so I was like, okay, like, maybe he's busy, whatever. And then I went in the next day, and he was, like, super busy, and we didn't get a chance to talk. And so now I'm not sure if I even want to text him again. Like, he never looked up from his desk, guys. That's, like, kind of, like, how busy he is, I guess. You know, so it has only been a couple of days, but, like, we work together, so, like, it's kind of, like, alarming for him to just, like, ghost my text kind of thing, you know?
Yeah. You can tell when somebody's avoiding you.
And it's, you know, I'm kind of thinking, I feel, I don't know why this is happening. Like, I feel maybe, like, I was too forward, and he's like, whoa, like, she needs to cool it, you know what I mean? Or, like, I also made fun of how he likes superheroes.
Wait, what?
But I was like, man, I meant it in an endearing way, though. Like, I'm... Like, but maybe he was offended. I don't know. I'm not sure what to do now.
Okay. Well, it sounds like something happened between.
So was the meme making fun of the superheroes then?
Possibly.
Okay.
I mean, maybe he was offended by that. Maybe, you know, he could be, I guess.
Maybe.
Some people really take their superhero love seriously. I mean, we're joking, but like, no, they do.
Oh, yeah.
They do.
So I'm not sure. I think this ghost thing is like kind of just, it's a little alarming and I don't know what to do now.
Okay. Well, we'll see if we can figure it out for you. We'll play a song. come back and then call him and see if he'll tell us why he's ghosting you, and then maybe get you another date if you still want one, okay?
That would be awesome. Thank you.
All right. Play a song, come back, get your first date follow-up next.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Tired of restless nights? Meet Leesa, the sleep expert. Here at Leesa, we know that good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. That's why their mattresses are made for exceptional comfort and support, catering to every sleep need. Check out Leesa's Sapira Hybrid Mattress, named Best Hybrid Mattress 5 years running. Sleep hot? The Chill Collection is built with cool-to-the-touch top fabric and layers of high-density comfort foams, all intended to remove excess body heat while maximizing comfort. With Leesa, getting a new mattress has never been easier. Delivery is free, and you have 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. Don't spend another night dreaming of better sleep. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to leesa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. That's leesa.com/iHeart. Exclusions apply. See leesa.com for more details.
Right in the middle of your first date follow-up, if you're just joining us, Kayla is on the phone and she's getting ghosted by a dude named Jay. So we're about to call him and see if he'll tell us why he's ghosting her and maybe get her another date. But first, why don't you catch everybody up on your situation, Kayla?
Okay, so Jay and I worked together and we went out for a happy hour. We had a really good time, a little bit of a makeup session. And everything was fine the day after, except for that night I sent him a meme, possibly making fun of his superheroes. And the next day he didn't look up from his desk and he never answered the text. So I don't know what to do now.
Then, and you see him at work still. So that's awkward. And he hasn't talked to, you at work.
No.
Okay. Here we go. You ready for us to call him?
I am.
All right.
Hello?
Hi, may I speak to Jay, please?
This is Jay.
Hey, Jay, what's up, man? How are you? This is Jubal. I host a radio show. It's called The Jubal Show.
Hi, Jay. My name's Nina, also on the show.
Hi, and I'm Victoria.
Oh, hey.
What's up, Jay?
Okay. Hey.
We do a segment on the show, and it's called The First Date Follow-Up. So what that is if you go on a date with somebody and then you end up ghosting them, that person can email us to get you on the phone and ask why you're ghosting them. So you currently are ghosting somebody.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And they would like to know why.
Oh, I'm shocked that they're surprised. I don't know.
Let's just make sure we're talking about the same person. I'm talking about someone named Kayla.
Yeah. Okay. Kayla, I've liked Kayla for so long, man. Like for like over a year. We work together. She's just so pretty. She smells amazing. Out of nowhere, she like asked me out on a date.
Yeah.
And I was like, this is not correct. This sounds too good to be true. We went on a date. It was good. And then we kissed and her lips are just so soft and it was awesome. The next day after the date though, I noticed I was leaving the office, there was a really nice arrangement of flowers and it had been delivered to her. And there was a note that said, love you always. And I was like, I was correct. It was too good to be true. It was a joke to her. It was a joke to her. And I was embarrassed. And I was, my plan of action was just stay away from her and just not communicate.
Okay. She didn't tell us anything about that. We did talk to her about your date. She was really confused, but she didn't tell us anything about having like a boyfriend or,
yeah.
I mean, I don't know why she would. That would probably be weird if she had a boyfriend and she was trying to act like she didn't. But anyway, we didn't know that. So she has a boyfriend, you think?
The arrangement that was sent to her is really nice. And it just screams, I a guy or somebody is in her life that is I wasn't aware of. And the date was meaningless.
I didn't get that vibe. Like, I didn't either. But you sure you didn't want to just like talk to her and kind of ask her? And even if it was her,
maybe it's like a long distance boyfriend or something like that. Like, if it really was a boyfriend, then it would have to be somebody that's just like not around.
But I'd want to also call her out.
Oh yeah,
on it.
It's just my heart stopped, and, no. And I was, you know, because I really liked her. I mean, I don't know why she really cares that I'm ghosting her. She has like obviously other options, so I don't know. I'm not sure what this is all about.
Well, why don't we ask her? She's on the phone and been listening this whole time, and would like to talk to you.
Hi,
Kayla. Hey.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. It's good to hear your voice. So, I mean, so what was the deal with the flowers?
Yeah, about those. Don't worry. They're like not from any guy. They were from my best friend.
Why?
I know it was a very fancy arrangement, and it is totally something that a dude would send to a girl, but she broke up with her boyfriend and she like had to move. She wasn't able to sleep by herself. I've had her like living in my apartment for like the last like 2 weeks. So the flowers were a thank you. And like, there is a lot of love, of course, but it's like my best friend. So
you're telling me that you received those really nice flower arrangements because you're just a really good friend? Yeah. I don't.
Yeah. I will have her text you or call you or come for lunch one time or something. Cause I promise you they're from her. She's been living with me for the last like 2 weeks. I promise you, this wasn't a joke, dude. I like you, but I'm like confused as to why you just wouldn't say something to me instead of keeping your head down all day at work and like not even looking at me.
That's fair. I really liked you. I've liked you for a while, and then you asked me on a date, and the date was everything was just it felt like a dream, and I just it felt like it was also a shattered dream when I saw the flowers. So I just wanted to make sure that like. I don't know. I just really like you. And I was embarrassed when I saw the flowers because I thought there was someone else in the picture.
Oh, no, there is nobody else. Honestly, nobody else. And like, I genuinely like you. Like, I think I want to see where this goes kind of, you know?
I do too. Also, it was, I think another thing that really played into when I saw the flowers was you also sent me that meme. And it was kind of like roasting me about liking superheroes. So I just put two and two together, and I just thought you were. It was.
I'm sorry. I won't send you any more memes like that. And honestly, I'm kidding. Like, I mean, I don't like superheroes, but you can like whatever you want. It's fine. It's you. It's one of your likes. Whatever. I'll take
it. I know. not everyone's cup of tea, but like, I wish you knew more about superheroes because like, you're kind of my kryptonite.
Gotcha. I don't know what that means.
Okay, well, I just simply explain it. So Superman's indestructible, but when he gets around kryptonite, he's weak, and he's and that's how you make me feel. You make me weak, but not in a Superman type of way, but like in a romance-y way. I'm not doing this really well.
Yeah, so apparently he can't withstand your power. Jay, would you like to go on another date with Kayla? We'll pay for it.
Absolutely. I'm glad that this is what this was and it wasn't something else. Absolutely.
Kayla, would you like to go out with Jay again?
Absolutely. Yeah, I guess.
Sweet. Well, congratulations.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Oh, I mean, right now, I feel like... all of the Avengers combined with the just, I just feel so powerful and indestructible at this moment.
Wow.
Wow. Captain America, let's go.
Jubal's first date follow-up.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Hey there, parents and teachers. Are you tired of feeling like every day is a battle of wills with your kids? Let me tell you about something that changed the game. Love and Logic. Love and Logic isn't just another parenting or teaching strategy. It's a mindset shift that empowers you to raise responsible, respectful kids while keeping your sanity intact. With Love and Logic, you'll learn practical techniques to set limits with empathy, give your kids the tools they need to make smart choices, and build relationships based on mutual respect and understanding. Love and Logic stands behind their methods with a one-year money-back guarantee. Try it out risk-free. If it doesn't change your life, we'll buy it back. Plus, you can get 10% off with code IHEART10. So if you're ready to say goodbye to power struggles and hello to peaceful, loving relationships with your kids, it's time to give Love and Logic a try. Visit their website or call today. Your sanity will thank you. Love and Logic, because parenting and teaching should be a joy, not a chore. Visit loveandlogic.com.
Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app, and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.